Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year.
Well, every day starts a Happy New Year.
Happy
good morning,
New Year,
everyone.
Happy New Year. Happy Easter, Mary.
Yeah, so how are you today, Bob?
What?
Oh, I'm
doing
said,
good.
How are
I'm,
you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey,
good.
Bob.
Yeah, Derek, go ahead.
I sent Jordan's wife a hope card today.
Excellent, excellent. You're the man. You're Bubba.
Jordan said to me, he called me last week, he said he needs our help.
Excellent, excellent.
He
so we need to talk to him. We need to talk to him some more.
Yeah.
Okay, great, great, great. You set it up and we'll do it.
Well, I think I set it up for Monday night at 6, 8 o'clock your time.
Oh, great, great. See, you're way ahead of me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I sent him the link at Marketplace Ministry website, too.
Excellent, excellent. That's super.
He wants to talk to you soon, because he needs our help.
Okay, we'll talk.
That's what he said. He got a hold of me last night. I mean, message. I said he misses me. He wants to help me.
Good.
That's good. See,
he's a good. He's a good man.
Jordan,
that's great.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, good. Holy Saturday, everyone. It's we went to a beautiful, touching Good Friday service yesterday. It was just so nice. Enjoying
great.
Our new church. And now Resurrection Sunday tomorrow, so that's so exciting. The most important
I'm going
day
to
of the
a, I'm going to a 6:15 service tomorrow in the morning.
A sunrise
service, you know.
Yeah.
My son Randy,
they have East, Bob,
my son Randy invited
over
me.
Sunrise eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, if I wake
Bob,
up in time, I'm going. I'm not a morning person, so sometimes I don't wake up as quick in the morning. So,
yes, me neither. Oh, somebody else is coming.
Yeah.
It's funny. I had we set up a cruise for a couple, and when we went over to give them all
it's
the final
Jordan,
information.
Jordan, are you on?
Yeah, me and Cassie are here.
I got
we're
Jordan
still
on the call, Bob.
Hi, Jordan. It's Linda and Ron.
Hey,
morning,
Linda.
Jordan.
How you doing? I'm Ron.
Great. Happy Easter weekend, sir.
Yeah, sorry I haven't been on any of the shows for a while. I've been super busy.
Oh, that's
oh,
understandable.
Back. Well, you got on a good one this morning. Jordan, I'm going to make an announcement. In fact, I'll start it right now. Memorial Day weekend. We have an incredible, incredible opportunity. Never in the million, million miles that Captain Len Kane, the original Top Gun, has flown around the world. He's never been to Buffalo, New York, or Niagara Falls. And on Memorial Day weekend, he is the designated, indicated, promoted keynote speaker at the memorial service at the Naval Yard, the Buffalo Naval Park, which is the largest inland naval park memorial in the United States. And we'll have thousands out there as he will be sharing the message of a memorial to dedication and salute and support. And everybody's invited to come. And now Buffalo is centrally located up here in the Northeast. And if it's all and anybody's doing, they can come. They are certainly welcome. We have a lot of people that have indicated they're coming up. The event is on Monday. So it's on a weekend, long weekend. And there are people coming up. Him and Ann are flying in on Friday. They're flying, staying at the Russell Steaks and More, where the beautiful Heroes Park in front of the restaurant on Transit Road, one of the main highways in Buffalo, around the area. And Russ built this memorial park to veterans and first responders 10 years ago, and recently there was a vandal who is in a psychiatric ward in the hospital now because he destroyed much of it. They're restoring it as we speak, and on May 14th, they're recommitting the park on Flag Day. But in between, that's where Lon and Ann, and I know Rick and Brenda Reese are flying in from, they're coming in from Boston, I believe. And I know, again, some other people are making arrangements to come up. We're going to have a special meeting on Sunday night at our home. On Sunday morning, Len Cain is leading the church service at Resurrection Life Church. That happens to be Len and I, the church we go to. And he's being welcomed, and they're planning this week and next. They'll be working with my pastors to plan the whole Sunday morning memorial church. And so these are kind of exciting times. There's a number of projects that are just taking off as I speak. And I have to leave here in a little bit to go on a Zoom call. And if anybody's ever been to Las Vegas, there's a place called Fremont Street. It's a canopy that is electronic, audio, visual. It is an incredible experience. 13 million people go there a year, documented. And so we're looking at proposing to build that here at Riverwalk. That's right on the waterfront in Buffalo. And so we're making progress on that. We're making progress on rebuilding the Buffalo city called Clinton Bailey Market, Farmers Market. And we have that project in the works. And there's a couple other ones that are just starting up. So, guys, we have a lot of activity. We have people that are working out, building out educational programs. Each pillar of the Hope Collection has an active board member who is moving projects ahead. And you can check in with any one of them. Shortly, you're going to have a direct contact link with them. They'll welcome you when you click on the website. You go to education or energy, or you go to faith, or you go to family, or you go to, you know, any of the pillars. You're going to get a message directly from each of the board members. This is all happening right now. It's an exciting time. So we're just excited because we have a lot of people that are working and moving. And I don't want to leave anything out, but it's just great.
You know, we can thank you, Ronnie, for having Len Cain there, because you, I know that you work with Len to get him to come up to that function, and that's great. We appreciate you so much, Ronnie. Thank you.
Well, you know, there's streets named after Len Cain in over in Coronado. That's San Diego, and over down Balboa Boulevard, that's the main road right in downtown San Diego. And Len Cain, Len and Ann live in Coronado, right down the street from the Navy base. And it was so cool when Len and I were out and visiting them a couple years back, 2 years back, they took us to the Naval base. And, you know, here's Len in his shorts and his Hawaiian shirt and cap, and we would go up to the gate at the Navy base. And all the guards stand at attention, salute Captain Cain, and welcomed him to the ship, to the boat. And he wanted to go on the Nimitz. He was in for repairs and refilling because it was going back out to North Korea, where it's on patrol, and Taiwan right now is protecting us. But there were a lot of all the Marines that guarded the ship. They had guns, and they were live ammo. And I was a little uncomfortable. But he did take us there. It was just cool. And everywhere we went, everybody just stopped and stopped us to talk to one. It was wonderful to see the respect that this man carries. And, you know, he's not an arrogant person. He's very humble. I mean, Doctor, if you got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, you're in pretty high cotton country. But, you know, he is one of the greatest humble men I know in my life. I count it a privilege. If it wasn't for Joel Riffing and Burl Walk, I never would have met Lon Cain. So those are people that are instrumental in who we are today and who the Hope Club, Hope Collection is, and Golden Rose Society. So if LA, you know, we've got all these things happening. There won't be many more. Len's 80 years old. So to have him on this special event this day, I'm really excited about it. We're going to arrange. I'm trying to find out. We have a lady who owns a video recording studio that does documentaries for Amazon. And Giuseppe has offered, if we can find a couple people to do some high-level video recording, she's willing to let us use it so that she can start to put together his life documentary. So I got a couple weeks to get this worked out, and we're working on that, guys.
Wow.
There's some exciting things. You know, we have several programs that Joel really vetted, checked out, and under the development side of the Hope Collection, we have
a
few organizations.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mary.
Colleges are going to start getting out right now. Let's contact, there's a couple right down the road from you that are in film and producing. See if one of them needs a service thing for graduation or would love to volunteer.
You know, it's a great idea, and believe it or not, I know who to contact, who has those contacts at the college. And his name is Gary Helfenstein. And, you know, Gary's gone through some health issues recently and some challenges, and he's working hard to restore. Is working at everything. I'll call him because I think he might be able to make that arrangement. We'll see. I'm going to try after this call. Thank you, Mary.
It just popped in my head when you were talking about it. You know, college is ending, media arts schools. There's a few right down the road.
Yeah,
you live in New York, one of the top media schools in the country.
We're working directly with Niagara University, who Dale Martin is on the board, and Gary Helfenstein is working with the tourism department of Niagara University. So thank you, Mary. You know, that's what Joel, he was so excited when things like this happen on this show. We are an interactive group of people. You work in unity to find solutions. That's who we are. That's what, you know, this weekend, I think it gives you the final solution was made in this world. And this weekend, you know, 2,000 years ago. And we're excited because we can look optimistically to our future. No matter what occurs in the present, we have a great future. And I welcome everybody to have a wonderful, wonderful celebration and a time of unity in your family and friends. And realize that we're strong together. And I appreciate all everybody's efforts in making that happen. I've got to jump off now, but I do want to wish everyone a blessed Easter and hope that your time with your family goes well and that make this a better world for somebody today, tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
You know, we're helping so many people around the world, and it's a great tribute to all of us that are working together as a team to help other people and to help them to have a better world. And so I just commend everyone on the call and everyone that's on the team that are helping other people for the right reasons, not because they're looking to get something out of it. We're not looking to get something out of it. We're looking to give. We're givers, and we're servant leaders. And so I think it's a commendable to everyone on the team that's working together. God bless you all.
Thanks, Bob. It's so exciting.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, the author
excuse me, all the work and planning that Ron had for the last 4 or 5 years, actually, trying to get another project off the ground that just got mired down in political claptrack. But that way this Memorial Day event came about, it's just, it's God's work, you know, really. And when he said, you know, we have this great program going, we just need a keynote speaker, and Ron could say, well, let me make a phone call. And, you know, Lennon and they're such a great couple. And he is really the epitome of a servant that, you know, he has so many accolades. He's, you know, his next promotion, actually, he would have been admiral in the Navy. He declined that only because, well, not only, but his kids, he has 2 sons and a daughter, and they were at the age that they needed him home. And so, because he would have been gone, you know, all the time. So, you know, it's just, you know, he's just a man of faith and a man of, you know, really, really commitment. So, but that's, you know, just one of the many projects that are going on. And it's so exciting. Now, because I'm not on the board, I'm kind of an outsider, but I hear about all these things and it's like, this is so cool, you know, what's going on in the Hope Collection nowadays. So, but I want to welcome everyone to a Saturday call. It's really super. And especially this weekend, it's, you know, we had such a moving service last night on Good Friday, and then I just can't wait to the celebration tomorrow. And so it's really been fun. But I want to hear from you guys. excuse me. So I'm going to shut up and have somebody else just say something that's going on in their lives that we can all share about.
Well, I just want to mention one personal thing. We have a new baby in our family, a little girl named Sarah. my wife's daughter, her oldest daughter, had a child yesterday.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. So we're going to go see her today. And welcome her into the family, you know.
Yes, congratulations. Congratulations,
thank
Grandpa.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you joining your salon?
I think that's number 36 or 37. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I lost count.
That's awesome.
Well, welcome, Jordan. And
is
it Mary?
You.
Did you say?
So what's on your mind today, Jordan?
I've just been messing around with some new, basically trying to figure out how to get like the new computer systems that people are using. See if it can kind of understand people better, because I think it could be really good in the healthcare industry in a lot of different places. So I've just been kind of trying to mess around with it and see if it could be useful. So.
That's great. That's great. Did Derek set up a meeting with you for the three of us, you and him and I?
Yeah, he has tried it several times, but I've been really wrapped up in this. But I am super interested. But I think probably I'm hoping by the end of next week I'll have I have like a big long list of things I'm supposed to get done, and I haven't got them done yet.
Great.
Hopefully by next week I'll be caught up.
Okay, let's do another one, and then we'll talk some more about ways that we can help you. You know what I mean?
That would be awesome. I really want to have like a product that I can available for you guys. You know, right now I don't really have anything, and I don't really know what I'm working with.
And we'll talk about ways that we can help you to help other people as well. You know what I mean? Because that's what we do. We help people,
yeah.
And then we help them to help other people. So, because that makes it better for everybody. And it helps it to grow faster and helps them to understand and see that they're not the only sane person in the nut house, you know. there's other people out there that are helping other people, you know.
I think it's all just kind of a misunderstanding, but we're getting so much closer, I feel like.
Yeah, it's all about giving. It's all about giving and giving and giving. And not expecting anything in return. But you know, it will be coming back to each of us. It comes back in through what's called what Dr. Joel Griffin used to talk about, the cycle of appreciation. And that's how it comes back to us, because we actually more will come back to you than what you expect. And it will come in ways that you don't expect also. So we'll talk some more about that when we get together, Jordan, okay?
I appreciate that. That sounds awesome.
Great. I'm so glad that Derek was able to connect with you bring you on the team, you know, because I consider you're already on the team, you know what I mean? But we'll talk some more about how we can do that, okay?
Yeah. Like I said, I think I just need another week. I'm hoping I'll have something that's usable that I can use for like a demonstration.
You know, attending these conference calls and these meetings like on weekend and during the week, the radio shows, those are very important to you right now because it helps you to get as much information as you need. And it's not a big commitment to do that. You just dial in and listen as long as you want and ask questions if you have questions.
Yeah,
that
I
makes
would
sense?
Like to do that. I'm trying to get everything set up on my calendar so that I have everything, you know.
Absolutely.
My life
unorganized
and
bring a friend.
Right now, so.
Bring a friend anytime you come.
Bring a friend.
You know,
bring a friend.
Yeah, you can you can do that through a three-way call, you know, like Derek says. Bring a friend, you know.
I have a few friends that would love to come on, so.
Yeah, because, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are hurting, a lot of people that are praying for someone to come and help them, you know. They're praying to God to send someone to them, and that's what we do. We answer God's prayer. And
he answers our prayers. Them whatever they need help with, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. Derek. Yep, absolutely. So, and it's a very simple process that we go through to help people. Very simple. And we have the tools and the programs that are available. Some of them are being updated right now, and they're not available right now, but. It's growing. It's growing quickly, and the programs are getting modified. See, the Hope Collection has been around for a long time, and we had to update the programs, bring them up to the latest technology and so forth. So and make changes wherever we felt changes were appropriate. So that's what's going on right now with the Hope Collection.
You guys are working hard on that. That's really just wonderful. And what's neat too is, I always think of us as connectors. You know, we may not have all the answers, but we know that we can, just like Mary said, you know, reach out to this group. We connect people a lot of times with we may not be able to do the physical something, but we'll know who to call or find out who to call to get something done. And that's what's so neat.
It's like Ronnie said. He said we're solution finders. You know, we find solutions for people and help them to solve whatever situation they have in their life. You know, and that's where life coaching comes in and helps us to do that. So, and I know a lot of members on the board are life coaches, and a lot of the leaders in our program are life coaches. So that's a good thing for people to think about too, is to becoming a life coach, because it really helps. It really helps you in working with people.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was on mute when I was trying to talk.
Okay.
I'm excited. I have a lot of stuff to update with you guys. Hopefully. So, but just trying to get everything put together and
look forward to it.
What's that?
Seven. We look forward to that. It's really, you know, and what I like about the Saturday call, it really is just a time of sharing, time of giving ideas, time of talking about what's going on in everyone's life. If, you know, if there's questions that somebody can help you with, or just encouragement. I always think of really the Saturday call. Traditionally, it was the coach's call because Joe Griffin would have a time for just a wrap up more or less of the week, and that's what we're kind of continuing with the Saturday call. It's really just a half hour call, but it's just a great time to get input and get sharing. And if there's something that somebody needs help with, even a word of encouragement, this is the time for it. So I really appreciate everyone coming on this beautiful Saturday after the hard winter that we've had here in Buffalo with an unprecedented amount of snow. We're having just a week of just beautiful weather, and we're just, you know, thanking God for it, because it's we need it.
Yep. Yeah. I just want to wish you all a happy Easter, and give the blessings back to the Lord, and then tell Him that thank you for all you do for us, and give Him the credit for everything that's going on in our lives, because He's in control.
Yes.
And so,
amen.
That's very, very important that we all understand that. You know, I hear people say, "Well, I'm a self-made man." Well, no, you're not. God made you, and God made me, and He's in control of all of us. You know.
Hey, Linda, when do we get emails so I could know when people register the Hope Collection?
Yep.
I don't know if
after
completely...
we get the website set up, Derek. We'll have a rough draft of the new website by the end of the month.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful.
I'm just waiting on information from the last pillars.
Yep.
And we have a meeting on Tuesday, right? A board meeting.
We have a meeting on Monday first.
Monday.
To go over pillars.
Right.
And then I believe we have one on Tuesday. I don't know. You have to ask Ron on that one, because the situation has kind of changed a little bit with that.
Yeah. Okay. I just know about the Monday. We'll get emails out to board members, or Ron will get emails out to board members, so over the weekend. So. But we just got the 30-second notice before the call ends. So I want to wish everyone a very, I almost said Merry Christmas, a very blessed Easter. And
we wish you a Merry Christmas.
I just got the snow out of my yard.
Okay. Well, we'll there's so many wonderful, wonderful calls during the week. And then, of course, this call. Oh, there's our 10 seconds. So everyone have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Easter. And we'll catch you on the calls during the week.
Thank you, Linda. And thank you for hosting this Saturday morning call. That's great.
Oh, thanks.
It's just something that's, like you said, it's something that's important. And we need to just meet together on a Saturday morning for a half an hour or however long it takes.
Yep.
And then answer any questions anybody has or do a little bit of coaching if it's necessary, you know. So
right.
That's
exactly.
What it's all about.
Yep. Exactly. Well, you take care. Give your new grandbaby a kiss for us.
God bless you all. Thank
Bye-bye.
You for your effort. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.